Brett Howland and I developed an anti-wiretapper. Now they're trying to find the original documents because all of a sudden it's come back into fashion in a different way. So at any rate, it worked. It was wonderful. And we were so short of money at the time, you know, it was really bad. So I got in touch with some bookies in New York. And they said, yeah, you know, we need this. Because the nice thing about it was that you didn't have to have two, you know, just one was enough. The speaker turned on the noise when he wasn't, speaking. And it was an interesting thing. He could get the whole message coming in, but anybody in between heard only the noise. So we were delighted, and the bookie said they'd give us $10,000. So, okay, that was good. So Brad and I were looking forward to it. We were going Saturday, you know. We know we're going Saturday to pick up the money. And, but I said, maybe we should drop in and tell Jerry, you know, what we're doing. So we did, and Jerry was very interested. He said, that's a very intelligent way of doing things. Very good, very good. And then Friday afternoon, before we go, Jerry calls us in. There's a colonel, a major, and they say, would you explain this to us? So we explained it. The end of which time they said, you have a document outlining? Oh, yes. And we brought it out. They grabbed it from us, stamped it top secret, top secret, top secret, and gave it to Jerry to put in the files. And Jerry said, you know, reasonably sadly, says, I'm afraid you're going to have to tell your clients it didn't work.